Is there a governance issue at the Republican convention in Cleveland? On foreign policy, erratic inconsistencies are a feature of the Trump rhetoric on foreign affairs. One example, the fight in Ukraine. The GOP has traditionally backed arming the Ukrainian government forces, but that provision was removed from the party platform. And in an interview this week, Trump raised the possibility that the U.S. might not support NATO countries in the case of a Russian invasion. Trump said he would look at the situation first and wanted to see if NATO members, like the Baltic states, had lived up to their obligations to the U.S. Trump says he's more concerned with unfavorable trade agreements, terrorism, and China's economy, even at a moment when China's not doing terribly well. This vision of a more limited American role in the world is a familiar one, says Steve Clemens, editor-at-large for The Atlantic. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick spoke with Clemens in Cleveland.
You're getting, like it or not, in Donald Trump, a Republican version of where Barack Obama is. People go crazy when I say that. But when you look at where Hillary Clinton has traditionally been, she's going to be much closer in the foreign policy interventionist goal to where George W. Bush was than where Barack Obama is. But the Trump-Manafort partnership is much, much more in line with where President Obama expressed himself in his Atlantic cover story with Jeff Goldberg on the Obama doctrine, which was one of restraint.
And this isn't just the Steve Clemens liberal death hug of Donald Trump's very Obama-like national security strategy.
No, that is not. He was the only presidential candidate running who came out and said on the first day of his office he would not rip up the Iran deal. He says, you know, when you make deals, you don't rip them up. You can renegotiate them. You can come back. You can do whatever, but you don't rip them up. You have to, it's not what we all necessarily think about what Trump is saying. It's understanding his mindset. It is an interesting frame when you look at how America is going to negotiate the next phase of its engagement with the rest of the world. We probably need to do that, no matter whether Hillary Clinton wins or Donald Trump wins. The United States needs to negotiate a new social contract with other great rising powers in the world, because what we've had in the past with our institutions isn't working. I want to give Trump some limited credit. I mean, I don't think most people in the hall would like me giving Donald Trump for credit or anything. It would harm him. So Hillary Clinton can thank me later. But I think you got to give Donald Trump credit for at least, you know, putting those terms out there, that some of the arrangements we have no longer fit with the world that we see out there.
Hillary Clinton shouldn't thank you, because if enough former Sanders supporters who are liberals hear this conversation
right,
and say that one of the things they hate about Hillary Clinton is she's too hawkish, she's tilted too far towards Israel, we need to change these arrangements, and they're independent, and they're also mad about trade and all of the other economic factors.
This is
You're giving
point.
Them a reason to say that Trump might be okay.
Well, no, this is really fundamental to understanding Trump. I have about 100 second and third cousins in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Please, folks, don't look them up, because it's complicated. But about 97 of them support Donald Trump, and I've just been flabbergasted as to why. They're not dumb people. They're not racist. What they are, however, are families that have had a heavy role in fighting America's wars in the past. And a lot of their children have gone off to fight wars or have gone into different phases and have come back and had trouble economically, had trouble finding jobs. There is an anger out there that, you know, in the old days, the quid pro quo was America played this unique role of global cop and it got a benefit economically for working citizens. That quid pro quo is broken. We go fight wars, China wins, is the way they see that. There's a side to this where those angry Bernie Sanders supporters who are frustrated economically, and they're also frustrated with, if we're going to play this role out there, why aren't we getting more for it? And they converge. That's where Trump and Bernie Sanders converge.
Steve Clemens, Washington editor-at-large for The Atlantic, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.